My name is Karina Mojica. I'm a freshman here at University of Northern Colorado, and we're performing an audio recording.
My name is Javier Perez. I'm from Mexico. I am a freshman also here at the UNC, and we're recording this for the future generations. We are both part of CHE,
the Center of Human Enrichment for First Generation Students.
I chose the UNC over other universities because this was really close to home, and UNC is part of Greeley that is not that big. Because I moved to the United States some years ago, I didn't want something really big like Denver or any of those cities. As you can see, I have an accent, so I'm still learning English, so I didn't want a huge class with 200 people or even more. I am the first one in my family to attend to a university in the United States, so my family has really big expectations about me, but I think I can do it. Everything is challenging, but with the help of CHE and other programs around UNC, I feel like they are helping me out through this.
One of the reasons I decided to come to UNC was because I was facing problems with financial aid. I wasn't receiving any of it. So it was easier for me to come to UNC and be with my family and have some financial support through them and the job that I had. Some of the expectations others have for me attending college is the fact that since I am a first-generation student and the first to attend an actual university in my family, it's a big accomplishment for my mom and everybody else. They kind of look forward to some of my accomplishments, and I have a little brother who looks up to me as well.
Okay, now we're just going to start a normal conversation because we feel that if we still like this, it's going to be really monotone. So, Karina, how does it feel for you being the first one in your family attending college?
Feels like I have a lot of pressure on me because I don't want to let anybody down, and I don't want to feel like a disappointment not to anybody else but to myself.
I feel like I'm making a lot of mistakes everywhere, but my parents know, like, okay, if I do this wrong, please be aware that I am the first one in my family, and they're like, yeah, that's okay. And if you spend money doing something stupid, that's fine because you're still learning.
I feel like my family's a little different. My mom rather protect us from making a mistake than letting me make the mistake. And then once I make it, she's kind of like, I told you, why'd you do it?
But she doesn't know that you're gonna make it, or does she?
No, it's not like she knows, but I think she'd just rather protect us, and I feel like that's why I think it hurts her as well to see that I'm moving to the university and everything, because she feels as if she's like lost a little bird in her little nest.
I know.
So I guess I just want to know, why did you choose your major? What are you looking forward to?
My major right now is software engineering, and actually I love computer science. I was a child. The first time that I used my computer was when I was like 4 years old. I used to play these video games, like educational video games kind of thing, like math. And then after that, I really enjoyed math and like ordinary stuff. So I was like, well, I have to find out how to make something useful for people. I think like life is really complicated sometimes. So if I can help people through the things that I'm good, I think that's my right major. Plus the money is really good. And you, Karina, why did you choose your major?
I chose my major because I've been working at my first job as at a hotel, and I've been working there since 2011, so it's been about a little over 4 years. My major is in tourism and hospitality, so it just made it easier for me to just kind of transition into it. I love tourism, and I just love working with people, so it made it easy just to make that choice. And I guess I kind of want to be like an event planner or something.
Do you have to speak both languages in your job?
No, but it helps.
How? Like when you receive other people?
Well, I mean, if, say I want to be like an event planner and I want to go somewhere else where there's more, like, I guess,
Hispanic?
Yeah, more Hispanic people, like to the East Coast or to the West Coast. I guess if I want more clientele, it'd be easier for me to be bilingual.
Huh, do you receive extra pay?
Yeah, usually, depending.
Plus $1 more or something like that?
What?
$1 more.
What do you mean $1?
Like, if normal people get 15 per hour, you get 16 because you speak both languages?
I don't think so. All right, so what was your first night away from home like?
Well, the first week, I was part of this week where we meet each other and I made a lot of friends. But since I was a child, I have been really independent. But like, I feel sad because sometimes I don't miss my family. And I think that's really messed up. What about yours, Karina?
So since we were in Che, we got to stay here for a week by ourselves. And it was nice until that week was over and everybody got to move in. It was a bit overwhelming because I had three other roommates, and having all of them there with their parents, kind of moving everything around the way I had it was a bit much, and I got really overwhelmed, and I called my mom crying. Even though I was only like a couple blocks away from home, I still decided to live at the dorm, so she was just telling me like, see, and you wanted to move further away, because I was thinking about going to Florida, so and it made me even cry more because I was like, I wouldn't be able to deal with this.
I guess it's really tough when you have to like do all this stuff by yourself now. You don't even know how to use the washing machine. Like, it was my case. Like, what kind of clothes is this? Do I have to put permanent press? Which one?
Okay, well, as much as I like sharing my information to the UNC archives, we have to end this.
This is kind of hard for us too, but that's life. Although we want to say thank you for listening to this.
We hope anybody who hears this has a great experience here at UNC.
And maybe they can know a little bit about us now in 2016.